You want to get in on the action? We want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG at faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter at faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd. Order up!
We're continuing on with our position by position breakdown as we order up.
Order up, order up.
We're ordering up the top five first basemen in the majors right now. From 5 to 1, who you got, D?
All right, listen. Number 5, you're going to laugh. But I just have a soft spot for this guy. He's having a shitty year, but I still like him. And that's Jose Abreu. He's batting 241. He's only got one home run this season. But he's still Jose Abreu. Like, he's still, I think, one of the best first basemen in the league. So Jose Abreu is number 5 for me. Probably realistically, it should be Anthony Rizzo. Number 4, I got Paul Goldschmidt. You know, NL MVP. This year, he's slashing 294, 400, and 525 with 10 home runs, 26 RBIs. Can't do a lot worse than that. Can't do a lot better than that, I'd rather say. Number 3, I've got Pete Alonso, your boy. He leads all first basemen with 20 home runs. Number 2, I think this is where we're going to probably be really close to the same. Got Matt Olson, 42 RBI. He leads all first basemen with 38 walks. And number 1, I would be shocked if you have a different number 1 than me, but I got Freddie Freeman. Freddie's absurd, slashing 344, 416, and 589 with 10 home runs. Oh yeah, and he's a phenomenal fielder. What do you got, Z?
All great choices. All great choices. And it's a toss-up, really. If you look at on base, and if you look at OPS, Olson and Vlad Jr. aren't having that dissimilar of a year. And Olson, the RBIs and the homers, Vladdy only has 8 homers, as opposed to the 17 that Matt Olson has.
Right.
So Vladdy would be my 6, right? If we had a number, if we're doing from 6 to 1. But they're eerily similar. They're eerily similar. And that's why I'm going to put Olson 5.
Whoa.
Olson is 5 this year. Just because batting average, not great. OPS is good. OPS is good, 904. 360 on base. Vladdy is a 355 on base. And he's not doing as well. So it's very close. Very close. I'm just going to put him there. Number 4, Paul Goldschmidt. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, man.
I'm with you on that. Like, he is, you know, he's still the man. He's still good. Mm-hmm. Despite what the hell is going on in St. Louis, Paul Goldschmidt is still showing up to work every day, and he's doing the job. He's doing exactly what you need of him, and his veteran presence is going to help them right the ship, and he's going to, and the St. Louis Cardinals will be there at the end. I'm thoroughly convinced that that will be the case. And it's because of Paul Goldschmidt. The guy has won a friggin' MVP. Right? He's been a runner-up. He's a 4-time Gold Glover. Like, he's got the pedigree. So, he's number 4. Number 3, Pete Alonso. Improved defense, right? He's saving runs this year. He's doing great defensively. I like what he's doing a lot. Slipping a little bit with OPS, 893 compared to Olson, compared to Goldschmidt, but 20 homers in that Mets lineup that is all of a sudden, there's a lot of holes there. But Pete Alonso still doing the job and doing it well. And he's the catalyst for the Mets' success. Number two, from Queens to the Bronx, Anthony Rizzo.
Whoa, number two.
Number two. 304, 11, 32, 880 OPS, 376 on base percentage, 505 slugging. Anthony Rizzo, he's crushing. He's raking right now. Yes, he's hurt. He got, you know, hyperextended knee due to Mr. Fernando Tatis. He said it was a neck injury. I don't see the neck. I didn't see the neck on the replay. I saw his knee go in when Tatis decided not to slide. So I saw. I thought that was very interesting. But, you know, Rizzo's having a great year. And as usual, stellar defense, great leadership. He's the straw that's stirring the drink, other than Aaron Judge, of course, in the Bronx. And number one, you cannot argue Freddie Freeman. You just can't. 344, 10, 35, 416 on base percentage, 1,006 OPS, 589 slugging. MVP. World Series champ. Stud. Complete all-around stud. Freddie Freeman is the class of first baseman. But there are definitely guys, as we noted, it's a lot deeper than catcher. We'll put it that way. We'll put it that way. There are more guys that are up and coming that are going to make this more difficult as we move down the road. But for right now, Mr. Freeman, he is the man at first.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.